Okay, we're in the middle of Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13, page Yutes. What page is it at the bottom in the English? Perek Yud Gimel, page Yutes. You don't have an English. You have an English one?
Yeah, it's 37.
No, on the bottom.
Oh,
on the top it's Yutes. At the bottom, what is it? Huh? No, on top is 37. The bottom you have to know.
No, this is 58.
At the bottom. At the bottom, top is page you test. On the bottom pages, it's 58. Eight lines from the top. Now, Trebbe was explaining that this concept of a Beinoni is a person that basically has a Yetzirah, he has evil inclination. He's basically level-wise similar to the Rasha, to the wicked person, because he still has an evil inclination. But he doesn't do any sins whatsoever, not in thought, not in speech, not in action. He doesn't sin at all. The only time, though, the animal soul of the Beinoni goes to sleep, that's during the time of davening, when the person is meditating into the greatness of Hashem, so because they're praying and davening, so therefore the Yetzirah goes to sleep. So Rabbah, he explained, maintained he was a Beinoni, even though he was really a Tzaddik, but he maintained he was a Beinoni that was davening a whole day, and therefore the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, was sleeping, and therefore he felt that he was a Beinoni when he really was a Tzaddik. But Alter Rebbe was explaining before, but right after davening, the Yetzirah, the Nefesh HaBamah, the animal soul of the Bein, and he wakes up in full steam. The only time the Bein and he puts it to sleep is when he's davening, when he's praying. So now the question is, when the Bein and he davens and he goes to sleep, the animal soul goes to sleep, is that real or isn't it real? So he says as follows. This level of love that a Beinoni has for Hashem, which is discussed by a Beinoni, b'shas tefillah at the time of davening, he says, his gabrus nefesh olikis, by the overpowering of the godly soul, and because he's meditating into the greatness of Hashem, itaka goes to sleep. He says, legabi madregas tzaddikim, in comparison to the real level of the tzaddik, who kills the Yetzirah and doesn't have it at all, with the Eiv de Hashem Be'em Islamite, who serve God with the ultimate truth, Ein Bechinas Avazu, this level of love is not called B'Shem Avedas Emes Klal, it's not called real at all, Me'achar Shechilefes Ve'iveres Achar HaTfilah, because it passes away, leaves and passes over after the davening. Let me first explain this outside. Especially according to Chassidus, something which is true is not something which is sometimes, once in a while, or in certain places true. The definition of truth, as Alter Rebbe will explain, by the way, coming up now, the definition of truth is something which is eternal from the beginning, through the middle, all the way to the end. Something which is sometimes true is not true. Like Chassidus being the classic example of this from the halacha, that they needed natural spring water in the Beis HaMikdash, Mayim Chayim, and there are certain rivers that dried up once in 7 years. So the Mishnah said, Naharis HaMechazvin, the rivers that dried up once in 7 years, was not kosher for water even during the 6 years when it did flow. So the question, why not? While it flowed, it flowed. The answer is the fact that at one time it would cease to flow, it would stop flowing, that shows that even when it flowed, it wasn't real. Because real, by definition, is eternal. By the way, just parenthetically, that's why Torah is emes. Why is Torah emes? Why is Torah truth? Because it was from Hashem. And therefore, Torah applies in all times, in all conditions, under all circumstances. The mashal, laws of a country are really not emes. The truth is, the American Constitution, with all due respect to the founding fathers, the American Constitution, the mere fact that it could be amended, if you have enough votes, you can amend and change the Constitution. That shows that it's not real emes. Because real emes you can't change. Because if it's either true or it's not true, in the true definition. And therefore the Altrebbe calls it really emes l'amitai. And here the Altrebbe uses expression emes l'amitai means truthful truth, real truth. Real truth is something which is permanent. If a Beinoni's love for Hashem is basically when he's davening, and after he davens, the Yetzer Hara wakes up, that shows that even when he was doing it, it wasn't real. A tzaddik who the Yetzer Hara is killed, so that's always. It's a permanent level. It's a permanent level of love of Hashem. The Beinoni who loved Hashem basically is during the time of davening. And after davening it leaves, so then it's not real. And that's why in Hebrew, like we learned many times, the word emes, which is the word for truth, so the three letters is Aleph, Mem, Sof. Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis. Mem is the middle letter of the Aleph Beis. Sof is the last letter of the Aleph Beis. What is the definition of emes? It goes from the beginning, through the middle, all the way to the end. It's also brought down in Svarim, and we mentioned this many, many, many times, that the word emes numerically is 441. 4, 4, and 1 equals 9. The only real true number, the real true number in math is 9. Because any multiple of 9 equals 9. Like 9 times 2 is 18, 1 and 8 is 9. 3 times 9 is 27, 2 and 7, 36, 45, 54, 63. Any multiple of 9 equals 9. 441 equals 9, because 9 is emes. Because wherever you go, like the Rabbah says, the expression of Siddur brings down, the Rabbah says, ha-emes maskim la'atzmi mikol tzad, that truth agrees to itself in any angle. Wherever you look at it, it's true. Because if in one angle it's not true, then it's not real truth. So therefore, the Altareb is explaining, the Beinonis serving Hashem, even during davening, when the Yetzer Hara goes to sleep, it's still not ultimate real. Why? Because after davening, it goes back to normal. So it's not real. Because when a person is davening, that is when the time, like he said before, that's the time of Meichen, the Godless. That's when the time a person is meditating into the greatness of Hashem. No, that learning Torah, you're interested in your gaining knowledge. You're not so much thinking about Hashem. When you learn, you think, I'm learning, I understand, I'm getting more and more. Something to think about God along the way.
If you don't learn a lot, you
cannot do it. I'm not saying learning is not important. He's saying, though, the time of loving Hashem is during davening more than in learning.
Davening is over intellect.
Is what?
Above intellect. Davening.
No, you have to daven, you have to understand what you're davening. It's, but this is Neshama's connection.
Right.
It's the level of...
There was this rabbi who brought fame by davening...
His name is Rabbi Shimon Chenya Magel.
Okay. And the other one... That said one thing of Torah and came
immediately. No, what does that have to do with loving God? It's about doing miracles.
I'm not talking about what I'm saying is so there we see that the power of Torah is even higher than the power of
I didn't say it's not.
Oh.
He's talking here about feeling love of Hashem. When do you feel love of Hashem? When you're davening, more than learning. And therefore, when he talks about putting the Yetzer Hara to sleep, if anything, many people, the more they learn, the bigger the Yetzer Hara gets.
Yeah.
The bigger ego they have, the more they are, the more they love themselves, to think greatly of themselves, davening makes the person lower. So therefore he says as follows. Uksivin, like it says in the Pasuk, Svas emes tikun la'ad, a truthful tongue lasts forever. The ad adagia, permanency for a rega, for a minute, lashon sheker is false. So therefore he says, real truth is something that never lasts, never goes away. I'll give you an example. In serving Hashem, when a person gets very inspired, you know, Yom Kippur, whatever, they get inspired, new leaf, they can really get inspired to become more involved. As everybody knows, the inspiration, as the days go on, somehow weakens. The truth is, according to what Alter Rebbe is saying over here, it doesn't even mean that it weakens later. It was never truth to begin with. Because if it was real to begin with, it would have never faded. Because it would be permanent. So he says, if you compare it, don't worry, the Alter Rebbe is going to make the Beinonim feel good in a minute. But meanwhile, the Alter Rebbe is saying that compared to the level of a tzaddik, which has a permanent level of love, this is only temporary, and it's not real. The Alpha Pikain, nevertheless, the Alter Rebbe says, the Gabi Madregas HaBeinonim, compared to the Beinoni himself, that means compared to his own level, Nikra Avedas Tama Be'emes Lamita Shalahem. It is called a complete Avoida and truth on their level. Ish ish kefi madrigasai. In other words, emes lamite, real emes, it's not. Relative emes, on his level, it's real. For their level, it's real. Why? The Alter Rebbe says, v'areini keri ba'avosim shebet filosim. He says, I am calling the love that they have in their davening also svas emes tikun la'ad. I'm also calling it emes. Why? And Alter Rebbe now says, why? Because potentially they have the ability to keep it going. Because they have the ability with their godly soul to return and reawaken this love forever. When it strengthens itself and it gets strong during davening every day, through the proper preparation for every soul, based on its level and its value, meaning the level of the person. The Alter Rebbe says the fact that you could re-stimulate this level every day, on your level it's true. On your level it's true. The Rebbe writes in different Maimarim that every person could be a tzaddik. Why? Because he says mitzvahs are called tzedakah. If you do tzedakah, you're called a tzaddik. So he says, at that minute that you do the mitzvah, you could taka be a level of a tzaddik. For instance, later on in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe says, the Medrash says, the Ha'avis Ein Eina Merkava, the Ha'avis were the chariots of God. What do you mean, the chariots of God? The Merkava, the horse, the chariot, goes where the rider leads it. The horse goes where the rider leads it. So Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were called a Merkava to Hashem. Why? Because wherever Hashem wanted them to go, so to speak, whatever Hashem wanted them to do, that's what they did. They never went where Hashem didn't want them to go. The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, though, that a hand that gives tzedakah, at that moment that you put money into a pushka, at that moment, the hand is a merkava. The horse, which is completely subjugated and bottled to the rider, Tashem. The difference is the others were 24/7 bottled Tashem. 24/7 they were a merkava Tashem, and this hand that gives tzedakah a minute later can do a sin. No, but he's saying, but to reach this level of love of Hashem that puts the Nefesh Abamis to sleep, that is not the Beinoni, doesn't daven a whole day.
Yeah, well, when a Beinoni doesn't have a space to serve a father, and then he doesn't have anything to say. on the level of a tzaddik?
No, because the level of a tzaddik is not a guy that doesn't sin. Level of a tzaddik is one that loves Hashem and hates evil. The Beinoni, when we do a mitzvah, we do tzedakah, give tzedakah, do any mitzvah, we don't, maybe that split second we love Hashem and hate evil. But it doesn't last. The Beinoni is not a person. That's why a Beinoni is closer to the Rasha. Because a Beinoni doesn't have this love to Hashem and hatred of evil. The Beinoni doesn't do evil. But he doesn't hate and despise evil. Because his love of Hashem is incomplete. Because like we learned in the other chapter, that love of Hashem and despising world basically is it goes together. If you love Hashem, you despise world. If you don't despise world, that shows that you... If you don't despise the world, then it shows that your love of Hashem is incomplete.
Okay, what does despising the world mean?
Hating evil.
Oh,
world, I mean, yeah, but world itself is a concealment of God. You hate the fact that the world is concealing godliness.
A Beinoni doesn't
have it. A Beinoni loves Hashem and hates evil when he davens. When he finishes davening, when the Yetzer Hara and Nefesh HaBamis wakes up, so then he's like everybody else, except in the practical level of thought, speech, and action, he doesn't sin. But that doesn't mean that his love of Hashem is complete. But the Alter Rebbe says, the fact that the Beinoni could reawaken this every day, he has the ability to reawaken it every day, on his level, it's real. And he says as follows, Ki ne midas emes, because the attribute of truth is midas shel Yaakov, that's the attribute of Yaakov Avinu. We know, it's an interesting concept, the three Ovis, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, each one had their own attribute. Avram was chesed, love, Yitzchak was gvura, fear, Yaakov was beauty, teferis. The Pasuk says, we say this every day in davening, Titein emes liyakev chesed laavram. Emes is the level of Yaakov. Why? Because when you have the right, then you don't have the left. If you have the left, you don't have the right. When you're in the middle, you have both. So the middle level, in fact, he's going to say about the Briach HaTichin. In the Mishkan, they had the boards. Yeah, how do they build the Mishkan with the atishit and the keji wood? So they had boards, and they had three walls of boards. How did the walls hold up? So it says there were rings on the top of each board, there were rings on the bottom of each board, and then there were rings in the middle. So it says they had poles, like in the olden time architecture, they had poles that ran through from this end to this end to hold this wall together, right? And then they had it through the other walls. So there was a top pole that went to the end of this wall. There was a bottom pole that went to the end of this wall, and each wall had these two poles. Now the question is, how do you hold this wall to this wall? What's holding this wall to this wall? So it was a middle loop, the Briach HaTichin was a miracle. The middle pole went like this, it went to the end of the wall, then it made a turn, miraculously made a turn, went to the end of the other wall, made a turn, went to the end of the other wall. So the Briach HaTichin, the Pasuk says, Mavriach min HaKotzeh LaKotzeh. The Pasuk says, in Chumash, the Briach HaTichin ran from one end all the way all around. That was only the middle one, not the top and the bottom. So it says in Chassidus, in the Medrashim, that the top board, the top pole is Avraham, the bottom pole is Yitzchak, and the middle one is Yaakov. Why? Because Yaakov is the level of Emes, which was the Briach HaTichin, which was the stick that went min HaKotzeh HaKotzeh from one end to the opposite end.
Every time that they open the...
Yep. Yep. Well, there are always miracles going on. What's the big deal? One more.
What's so hard about making it out of
turn? Huh?
Trying to full turn?
By yourself?
Oh.
Yeah. He says, but he says in a deeper level what it means. I'm avriach min akotzer lakotzer, which goes from one extreme to the other extreme. Mireim amaylus umadregis, from the highest of levels, atzev kol dargin, to the end of all levels. Truth is something which is true from the highest levels all the way down to the lowest levels. If it's only true in a higher level and not in a lower level, it's not real. It's not emes. Emes is from the highest levels to the lowest levels. And he says, ubechol ma'ilo umadregen, and every level, what does it go through? Mavriach tech dekudo emtsois, through the middle core of it, through the essence of it. Shinekudos b'chinas emes midas emes shelo, is the emes of the of each level. The core, the essence, and the core of each level, that's the emes of that level. That's the essence. The essence is the real part of everything. And therefore there's an interesting concept in Chassidus that the essence of everything, they quote from the Psad Yigoin, when you have a part of the essence, you have the entire essence. And the simple example of that is, the essence of the apple is the taste of the apple. Any part of the apple, the right side, the top, the bottom, the left, the middle, any part of the apple, you have the entire taste of the whole apple. You don't have, if you cut a half an apple, you don't only have half the taste of the apple. Every piece of the apple has the taste of the entire apple. Why? Because that's the essence and the core of everything. That is a level of emes that permeates the level and each level on its own thing, from the highest to the lowest.
A great part to it also, they say, right? So what does that mean then? Where is the emet of the alakha? There's either you do it like this or you don't do it like this. What does it mean halfway?
The emes of the halacha is that God said this is what the halacha is. So sometimes God, for instance, is somebody allowed to eat on Yom Kippur?
Oh,
is somebody allowed to eat on Yom Kippur?
No.
But does God himself say that certain people have to eat on Yom Kippur? So what's the real reality over here? The reality over here is God says this is the law of Yom Kippur. That's the essence of it. And because it comes from Hashem, that's why it's ultimately true. And that's why Torah can never change. Torah can never be exchanged or changed or amended. You can't have amendments to the Torah. All the rabbis get together, we're going to amend the Torah, it's not going to work. I think a lot of people would like to, but it's not going to work. Because then
so
it's not Torah.
That means that person who is, let's say, even in the gray area, ultimately will arrive with the...
I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example that the Rebbe gives. There's a rule, one of the fundamental rules of Torah is Torah zilzul leitiyo mukhlefes. Torah will never change. Torah is not going to change. So the Rebbe asks in the Sicha, when there's an argument between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, now we paskin like Beis Hillel. When Mashiach comes, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. Right? So now the world's on a lower level, we can only handle Hillel. When the world will become elevated, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. So the Torah is changing. Now Beis Hillel, let's say, was lenient, so now we're paskining lenient. The halachic rulings are lenient, and yet when Mashiach comes, it's going to be like Beis Shammai. So the Torah is changing, right? So the Rebbe explains in the Sicha, Torah is not changing. Torah says, and this is the core of it. Torah says you follow the majority opinion. Now, in this world, Beis Hillel is the majority opinion. When Mashiach comes, Beis Shammai is going to be the majority of opinion. So it's not that Torah is changing. Torah says you follow the majority opinion. Now Beis Hillel is the majority. When Mashiach comes, Beis Shammai is the majority. but you're not changing Torah. Torah doesn't say this is the halacha. Torah says it's halacha because it's majority opinion. But if the majority opinion is changing, because the world was in a higher level and it's be whatever it is, so then the halacha will be like Beshamai.
The time of Hillel and Shammai, it was majority of opinion too?
Yeah.
And since then there's not even the under...
Because now you can't argue with them. Because after certain eras, you're not allowed to argue. So that was the majority opinion. But once Mashiach comes and everybody's going to be back and they'll take the count again, and because the world's on a higher level, they're going to be stricter like Beis Shammai. So that's what the Torah says. You're not changing the halacha. Nobody changes halacha. You can't change halacha. You can apply halacha. But this, again, shows the point. Halacha is not changing. The halacha is, this is what you do. And that's the way it is. There's a story with Reb Yonah Sinaibshitz, who's a very brilliant person, a kid who was very brilliant. And the Polish nobles used to love to speak to him because he was so brilliant. He was a 6-7-year-old kid. He was brilliant. And there's a lot of stories told about he would outsmart the nobles and everything. So a Polish noble once called in the kid and said to him, Yonason, according to your Torah, you have to become a goy. So according to your own Torah, you have to become a goy. He says, why? He said, because the Torah says, Achrei Rabim Lahatis, you have to follow the majority. The majority of the world are non-Jews. So your Torah says you have to become a non-Jew. Good question. Without a second hesitation, the kid says to him, you don't know what you're talking about. He says, the law of following the majority is that if you're in doubt whether the law is like this, or the law is like this, like in a court, you don't know, is a guy innocent or guilty? Is it kosher? Is it trait? Is it doubt? So then you go according to the majority opinion to solve the doubt. But if something's for sure, a definite, then you don't, like, if you know for sure this meat is kosher, even though most of the meat is not kosher, there's no din, you follow the majority that is straight. It's only in a doubt, then you follow the majority. He says, I'm not in doubt what I am. I know what I am. I know a Jew is a Jew, and that's it. So it's according to this, it's wrong. But the Torah doesn't change. Okay, let's just finish this. Midas Emes, four lines in the bottom. The attribute of Emes is Nachala Beli Mitzorim. It's an infinite inheritance. Vein Lo Shir Lamaylef. It's infinite and it's essential and to the core. There's no amount of how high it goes. V'chol Lamaylef Madreget Shel Matan. All the levels below it. Hem Ka'ayin Lagabi Maylef Madreget Shel Matan. There are nothing compared to the levels above them. He just quotes from Kabbalah. The top levels of the lower levels, and lamata mibchinas akvayim v'ragli madregas oyenis mem. The top of the low is lower than the bottom of the high. Right? I mean, that's a simple thing. So all the levels are nothing compared to the higher levels. The Gemara says, Ragli achayis kenagakulim, the feet of the chayis are equal to all the higher levels from below them, and so on. So basically, the Rebbe is explaining over here, to recap it, that the Beinoni's level of loving God and despising evil compared to the tzaddik is not real, because by a Beinoni it goes away after davening. Emes is when it's permanent, and that's why, by the way, when people strive to serve Hashem and they want that it should be with emes, with truth, what they really mean, or what they're supposed to be meaning, is that under all circumstances they really feel it and it's real. For instance, just on a practical level, if somebody is religious only in a religious environment, but when they leave the religious environment, they're not religious or not as religious, that shows that even their religion that they did completely in the religious community is not real. It's not emes. And the proof of it is that sometimes you don't have that same level. If a person is really religious, it doesn't matter who, what, when, where. It doesn't matter where they are, when they are, they keep the same level of Yiddishkeit. That's called emes. That they're really religious. Otherwise, they're not really religious because it changes. If it changes based on circumstances, time and place, or the environment, then it shows it's not real. Okay.